This morning, we're talking trees.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Biff might want you to leave, but we hope you stay. We've got certified arborist John Eisenhower with Integrity Tree Service here to take your questions at Rosie on the House.
And we are going to get to those questions momentarily. We've got them lined up. Michael will be first with a citrus question. However, we're in the middle of a conversation on roots, and a pastor gives a sermon. John's giving an arbor lecture.
Homily. I just wanted to follow up. You know, we talked about not planting trees too deep at the time of installation, also allowing for that settling, but also be careful that after you've planted a tree, not to add additional soil in terms of your final finished landscape. Often when you do the irrigation or the lighting or other things in a landscape project, soil will be moved on the construction site and it ends up around the base of trees. We find it very common, and even putting a decomposed granite on as your final your topping over your landscape project, if it's a quarter minus DG decomposed granite, it can be as bad as putting soil around, because there's so many fines in the quarter minus decomposed granite. It caps the soil. It puts an oxygen cap over the soil. One of the big problems with planting trees too deep is the roots are too deep for available oxygen. There needs to be between 8% and 14% ambient oxygen in the soil for root metabolism to take place. And roots in their native native setting grow at that optimum depth of soil. They grow out horizontally from the tree, always staying deep enough to be insulated from the sun, but close enough to the soil surface to be there available for available water when it arrives, either seasonal water or applied water. But then also they're never going to go too deep because there's not enough oxygen at those deeper levels of soil. You have a few anchoring roots that go down into those areas of soil, but very few. Most of them, as we've said in the past, 80% of a tree's roots are in the top 18 inches of soil and 50% in the top 6 inches. So anyway,
just blows my mind.
I know.
Especially these massive trees that are...
Right. The roots primarily are going outward. As if there's available water, they can grow 50 to 100, 200 feet away from a tree, as long as they're following water. But they'll be staying at basically the same level of soil, 6, 8, 12, maybe 15 inches of soil in larger trees. But they're traveling outward around the tree. But just be sure that you don't end up putting additional soil on and capping the oxygen, because those roots have grown out around the tree at a perfect depth of soil, and now you end up putting another 2 or 3 inches of soil or 4 or 6 inches of soil above those roots. You force the tree, you'll really stress a tree out. It'll have to spend another 2 or 3 years putting roots up into that upper layer of soil, and sometimes they don't do it very successfully.
And there's a difference between soil and mulch.
Yes. You know, if you are going to put a compost over the top of your trees, make it a heavier, coarser textured product, not really, really fine planting material that'll end up being like soil. Put on decomposed granite is good, but maybe look for a screened DG rather than a quarter minus or a minus DG has all the fines in it. A quarter, what that minus means is that it's a half inch. Minus means half inch and everything below that. It'll have the quarters, the 8 inches, 16th inches, all the way down to the fine silt. So, but the screened DGs, if you have a half inch screened, it's all half inch, nothing else. If it's a quarter screened DG, it's a quarter inch with no fines in it. And that's what we prefer. Get a screened DG. It won't end up adding soil around the base of your trees. The other problem with soil around the base of trees is that if the soil is up against the trunk tissue, it wicks moisture up against the trunk tissue and sometimes sets up conditions for fungal pathogens. Also, if you have tree wells around your trees, be careful that the soil is not eroding from those tree wells. Sometimes when our plants are planted, we dig out all the soil and we put the tree in. And what do we do with the excess soil? We build a little tree well around the trees. Well, pretty soon over time that will weather and erode, and the soil will find its way back over the top of the root ball. And then in 2 or 3 years, you've got 2 or 3 inches of soil that's back over the top of the tree, and you'll start suffocating it, making it hard for it to live, especially with our clay soils that we have here in the valley. We have a real problem with, it's not like in some parts of the state where the soils are pretty flocculated and more coarse textured. Here we have a high clay content, and when that soil gets over the top of the roots, it's just an oxygen cap. And let me see, I just wanted to say, if you have a tree in your landscape that you know is too deep in the soil, what do you do? It's a couple of things. If you know we've had people who said, oh yeah, we planted our tree extra deep because we wanted it to be really stable. And that's really not a good reason, because a lot of people say they don't want to have to put it on a stake system, so they drop it in the ground 6 inches deeper than normal, and thinking that, and it does keep it really stable. Then they just push the soil up against the trunk, and it does stabilize the tree. But you'll find if you have one of those trees,
that tree won't live as long as you planned it.
Well, it may not live at all. And sometimes those trees will languish in the soil. We'll see. They'll say, my tree's been sitting here for 2 or 3 years and it hasn't done anything. Well, it's just barely surviving, because it doesn't have the oxygen to live. What you can do is you can, if it's a relatively new tree that you've just recently planted within the last year or so, you can actually dig down, lift it up, put soil underneath it, and reset it at a higher level in the soil. If it's an older tree that wouldn't be as easy to move or try to lift, we recommend digging down, find out where the root collar is, and then excavate out 2 or 3 feet from the tree. And we'll talk more about that.
Sounds good. And we'll go straight to the calls. It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you to join the conversation with John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service.
The number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.